We'll go into the Word.
Слава Иисусу.
Praise Jesus.
Спасибо нашему Богу.
Thank you, God. He is always good.
Итак, дорогие,
so, beloved,
мы пойдем с вами в Слово.
We will go into the Word, and today's message I've called
очень просто.
Very simply,
несмотря ни на что. Вы знаете,
no matter what.
Это очень часто слышимая фраза. Люди говорят, я пойду,
a lot of people hear this, and they'll say, no matter what, I'll open up a business. No matter what, I'll move.
Это одна из фраз,
it's one of these phrases. It's used quite often, no matter what.
Но, дорогие мои, знаем ли мы
but do we know, really,
несмотря ни на что,
no matter what,
знаем ли мы
do we know, for real, when something
приходит,
comes into your life,
хотя мы употребляем эту
even
фразу
though we use this
часто,
phrase quite often,
но как часто
but how often the devil is successful to
сил.
Stop even the most powerful
людей,
people that have great dreams,
людей,
people that have great desire to achieve
и
something, and something comes into their life. Devil is concentrating all of our attention. And when I started asking, Lord, why aren't you,
знаете,
I mean, not Lord, people, why aren't you moving? You know, everybody has a reason, they're an excuse. Listen to me very carefully.
Сегодня, дорогие мои,
today, beloved, we will not discuss the causes. I really want to just get this into your head that no matter what, you have to continue moving to the end.
Что бы в твоей жизни
no matter
ни происходило, what happens
in your life, and I'm amazed how some people,
самые огромные, жесточайшие проблемы, грехи, грехи не остановили,
sin,
в то время
never
как основную массу останавливают обыкновенные неудачи.
And then, the majority are stopped by regular speed bumps and bad luck,
where
maybe you weren't stopped, but you were held back, where somebody just stopped you, slow down, and you have to think about something.
Поверьте, дорогие,
believe me, beloved.
Когда я говорю, это не только относится к моей церкви.
It has nothing. It doesn't only go for my church, but it has to do with everybody who's watching and listening to us, beloved. If it is nothing to do with you, then you are blessed people. You are moving, no matter what. How many times did I see people, or through my team, people just went through that years and years they were saying, we're standing till the end, and something came that totally disconnected them, and it always happened. You know that the devil is a master? Does anybody understand me? He's a master of picking up keys. You know that when all of the keys have run out in my life, looking at all of these attacks, I was looking at the devil and I told him, this phrase, no matter what, no matter what, never, ever will you stop me until I breathe and I move upon this earth. No problems in my family, problems with finances or friends, not even my own mistakes will not stop me. Never, ever. I will get up, I'll shake myself off and move on forward. No matter what. Beloved,
you don't, quite often,
you don't even need deliverance from your problem. You simply need to move forward, and the problem will not be able to deal with your movement forward. Does anybody understand me? Oh, I just said something right now, and only some of you got it. Problem is, problem can hold you back only when you stopped. But as soon as you say, everybody has problems, even worse, I'm moving forward. And in this moment, that's it. Everything comes into its right place. And the devil has no more profit in attacking you in this area because you are moving no matter what. I told him, Satan, just come up with whatever it is, where come up with something. I really don't care what is it that you're doing, because he is Satan, and I am the Son of God. And listen here. Who else will talk to me about problems? Because the one that's talking to you about it, he has global problems, and his name is Satan. Amen? I tell you the truth, believe me.
Stop
getting hooked on these things. When people get caught up with these small things, often, church, listen, we are stopped by the funny things. Very silly things. I am not understanding what is happening with you. What has that got to do with your movement forward? Hello? What happened with me? Whatever happened with me stopped you? What kind of nonsense is that? I'm not moving. He is not even the one that got stuck. Somebody else got stuck. And based upon that other person's problem, he now is stopping. You are moving forward individually, independently, looking at your own God and not people that are surrounding you that have the same mistakes like you. Someone is searching for, mistake-proof Christianity. You know, I have problems. Why are you going this way? You have no mistakes? Yes, I have mistakes. Why are you going this way? You don't have bad days? I have bad days. And then I remake them into good days. I say bad days when you don't feel like smiling. You're not happy. You don't want to go anywhere. These are bad days. But you cannot just like be like a bunny, just jump around. You know who has good... good attitude always. Crazy people in the crazy house. What are you laughing? There's always joy there. Soft walls. You know, the straight jacket. And pleasant doctors that are ready with syringes to make you happy. And just, and you have a bigger smile. And they don't have bad days there. But, you know what, over there, if you really look at that, the whole life is a bad life over there. Some people have, they are always feeling sorry for those that are mentally, they have mental problems, and they think that everything is good. They're always smiling, they're happy, and he's looking at you and thinking, why are you crying? Everything is good. They don't know that they're in trouble. We all like to talk about movement forward. What if the devil has found the key to you, and you, for quite some time, left everything that you've dreamt about, and he was able to stop you? Yeah, you're listening to messages, you're screaming amen, you're singing songs, and you're praying. But for the longest time, you have been parked in a parking lot. You've been parked. This message is also called No Matter What, or Who Parked You. This is my name for it. Who parked you? What parked you? I found these people, masses of them, that have been parked by simple things, life things that will be in your life. Who somewhere told us that after being born from above, you will not have any more problems? Whoever told you that you're not going to have mistakes? Our life is like, just so has been sown with mistakes. And we'll continue going through them. You cannot be stopped by a bruised elbow or knee. You understand? Get up and keep on moving. Get up and move forward. Get up and move forward. Have you noticed how the devil is successful to stop even the most powerful ones? You know who I'm saddened to look at the most? At those people that have real potential. Believe me, I know most of them that were with us. It was people that had, not only did they have a talent, they had a huge talent. People that were, if no matter what, you just simply stay in this place. You don't even need to do any kind of decision. Just hold on, buckle up, and stay in the place. Because just a little bit later, the picture will become clear, church. Isn't it so? Very soon, everything will become clear. And you see how people with great talents right now, where they have real potential, and I look at them, it is a sad, sad picture. It's not just somebody left and started doing something. No, it's just destruction, tears, because it's horrible. Because the devil does not stop just simply to hold you back in one spot. You understand me, right? He will do everything possible to the end to destroy you. To destroy you. And now people are full of bitterness, unforgiveness. Every time they pour out their pain. But what they had to do is they had to go no matter what.
They had to just,
in this moment, not do anything and, say, no matter what, just hold on. You know what I've noticed? Some people say, oh, he's a champion. You know who are champions, really? Champions usually look a little bit better than the one that he was competing with. The guy he was competing with might have three bruises, and the champion has two bruises. Does anybody understand me? I want to repaint this picture of victory in your mind, church. Where have you seen that there is not even a trace of sweat, and his opponent is all bloody and, unconscious, and the doctor is working on him? No, they are both beat up and bloody, sweaty. Both of them went through hell upon that platform where they were fighting. And the hand is being risen, the hand of the one that no matter what took another step. You know what separates the champion and the loser? One step. You have remained here, and I took one step, and that's it. You understand me, church? What am I telling you? I'm telling you, you have only one breath and one step that separates you from your opponent. One prayer, one shouting of the ears. Just shut your ears and not listen to something. One time, you just shut your mouth and stay quiet when everybody else is speaking, and you're victorious. Church, does anybody understand? I love to motivate you towards movement, towards progress, so you would come out of here energized with the energy of God, and you say, I am a champion. You will not become him. You're already him. Just now you can... You're already a champion. Just remain a champion. Don't let the devil speak into your life. Remain a champion. Continue doing that what God told you to do. Just stay him. Don't listen, don't look. Quite often, victory is hanging upon one small thread. Beloved, when I look at people that run, you know where the champion was victorious. For instance, Olympics, we watch Olympics, and we see them running. It's not seconds that separate opponents. It's tenths of a second. That's what separated the victory. Can you imagine how little you need to be victorious? But these tenths of a second separate the first place from the second. They answer for medals, for victories, for lives, for success, from one picture in the magazine. Victorious. And it's only tenth of a second. Even just by looking, when camera was there upon the finish line, you know there's a camera there. Not back of them, but right there. They both touched that line at the same time. The camera didn't catch it, but when they played it in slow motion, there is a tenth of a second where a knee of the other one was a little bit sooner over the finish line. That's all that separates you from victory. Can you imagine that? That's it. That's it. To be victorious or loser, it's tenths of seconds. One prayer. Not years. One prayer. One prayer. Just one. If the devil is not successful to discourage you or pour you all over you dirt, he likes to do that. He turns on one of his favorite weapons. It's a defeat in some sort of area. Can you imagine how people are silly? or dumb. 98% of their life is good, and only 2% requires victories. And he stops all of these 95% because of the 5 that he is not victorious. Can you imagine what kind of lie that is? You are stopping 95% of potential.
И это всего лишь победили 5% в тебе, которые
and
тебе якобы не
those 5% that you might not like were victorious in you, and nobody sees that, only you know that. And that was able to stop you. That was able to stop you. Those 5% where you are still working on yourself, well, God has left there so you will humble yourself, to change you, to just circumcise you where God is not. He is not projecting it for everybody. He's working in one-on-one with the Son, and you want to be 100% whole, and you let these 5% to stop 95%, and when these 5% has stopped 95, all 100% just died. All of your life depends upon this one small mistake where the devil will build all of his theories upon, and he bases your, you know, fall downs. What, Satan? Upon what? Upon this? No matter what, I will move forward no matter what. I will not stop. Somebody will say, he'll stop. Just try me. Just try it. Try it. Try and stop it. Beloved, there is something that is not up to God. It has to do with your spirit as a human spirit that lives inside of you. And that is what we are crying about all over the world. Transformation of individual. Transforms on the inside and makes you a human being who is even in a problem will not stop. The life of David is one of the most beautiful lives. And in his life, there were maybe not so beautiful colors. Tell me, was it able to stop these 5%, for instance? Were they able to stop 95% of David? No, he went through problems. He went through judgment, through certain things, but that never, ever stopped him. Beloved, I look at people that go through certain things. We'll read about some of them. Simple, regular information. You know what? Even more just brings me into the state of shock. People are stopped sometimes not even by a problem, but maybe a small piece of information that was never confirmed, and that stops their whole life. Someone told you something. Like usually, they told you something. And that's it. I'm not gonna go. That's it. You didn't check it out. It has not been proven. Nothing has been done. Or if our faith would work this way, the other. To the other side. Just one word and you just go like a tank. But for some reason, we always go into the other side. Into the problems. Faith works the opposite way. Like, it's working strong. Without confirmations and without, you know, prophecies. One word and people believe. The other side. But as soon as a good, positive thing. No, stopping. We have to confirm it. What if this is of the devil? Without even checking. Not proving. Confirming. Not even checking that it could be your own misunderstanding of, not understanding some sort of area. Oh, Jesus, are you receiving something for yourself? Please, take this lesson. It's just a... like a coach that's talking in the locker room with his team. This is the message. I set you down. For instance, you're in a locker room, and the coach comes in with his towel and just coaches everybody. I went to the gym. I know when the coach talks with his team. But when the coach speaks, he doesn't say to bring you down. He's telling you to encourage you, to build you up, to show you the truth. So in the end, you will run out into the field with being all enthusiastic, and in your head and in your spirit, you have victory. You know, often, I am amazed. If some of you just watch a sport, I see in America, they like baseball, for instance. Amen? Basketball. It's a sports country. Can't run away from it. Listen. And I was watching one documentary. I'm not calling names, one professional trainer, coach, he bought a baseball team that everybody just said, that's it, these are losers, nobody wants them. And you know, when they wrote in the store, in the Sports Illustrated, everything that this team needed was the right coach with one and one conversation with that coach. Can you imagine that? And I'm reading this. Coaches or trainers come and then they leave and they say, this team is bad. And this guy had enough of it. He said, I will make him champions. And he buys this team and is investing himself into them so much that they run out and they are victorious. And from that moment they have victory after victory after victory because someone did not teach you how to hit that with that bat, but placed into your head that your hands and your arms can do that. And sometimes what I do is more important than that physical thing that somebody else does. It's a simple conversation, not with you, with your spirit. Right now, I'm speaking with your spirit. That is why your spirit is saying, you're going to do it. You'll get up. You will be victorious. Who is telling you that? Your spirit. And I am talking to him right now. I know, because I am also talking to my spirit as well, quite often. Get up, wipe your face, and start fasting. What discerns the loser from the one who's victorious, the champion? Just one prayer. Maybe everybody else got up, but you continued going. I talked with my team. I remember. In Ukraine, when we were living there, for instance, we all liked saunas. And did you have this competition who will stay there in there longer? I was always carried out last. If someone would start losing consciousness, even if I was losing, then I was losing it last. The one who was victorious was carried out of the sauna. He's the same, half asleep, you know, half conscious, and then guys are pouring cold water, but at least I'm victorious. This is how it is in life. Everybody's unconscious. But the one that lost his consciousness last is victorious. Listen, I want you to repaint the picture of victory in your head. Clean. Nobody comes out clean out of the battlefield. Just some have more mistakes or more bruises, and the other one has one less. Maybe you have 99, or somebody has 99, and you have 98, and that's it. And that's it, church. No matter what. I want to be like Shapovalov. No, you don't want to be like Shapovalov, believe me, because you might have even less mistakes. I'm just not talking about a lot of them. We are the same people, the same mistakes, you know, falling down, problems, and all these other things. We're exactly the same. But someone told you like that coach. Every time when another coach would come and say, you're stupid, your hands grew out of your back, the roof was off the house, you're nobody. What was happening with the spirit of that team? They were dying. And someone comes, okay, guys, it doesn't matter if your hands are growing from the wrong place, they will get the goals even from that position. You understand what I'm saying? Hands were not changed, but the attitude changed. And then the hands were placed in the right position by some strange way. So that is why I'm pumping up your spirit. I'm pumping up your spirit so that your spirit will be strong. What if you will move no matter what, no matter if you have mistakes or sins or your bad luck or discouragement, you will simply get up and like a tank, move forward till the end of your life. Like a tank. You're not going to listen to anything or anybody. My God will fix me. He will, like Apostle said, he is my judge, and I don't even judge myself. My God is my judge. My God is my judge. You will move. Because, beloved, you know what is the most interesting thing? Right now, you might run fourth in the race. But you know, victory is discerned not where your condition is right now at the moment, fourth place, but at the finish line. So, beloved, we all will have a finish line somewhere along the way that we all have to go through. It's called eternity. And I'm quite interested to see who is who in eternity. Here, you can have a position, and I ask you a question. Do you have a position out there? Up there in heaven. You can run the race here, but over there your condition has been, you know, finalized by God, because He knows who you are. You are not giving up. What am I saying, church? I'm not saying that, oh, come out over here, and the pastor will, you know, talk to you, will anoint you with oil. Maybe next time it was not enough oil. That is why victory did not come. You know, come here, I'll put more oil over you. Or maybe we'll take that shofar like the Hebrew people, pour oil in there, and you will have a shower of oil through that shofar. And maybe it went like when David was anointed, they poured out the whole horn of oil. It wasn't a small horn or shofar, it was a big one. And you were, maybe that'll work for you as well. No, your spirit will work just like it worked with David before he was ever anointed with oil. He had a spirit that did not let lions or bears to steal something from him. There was a spirit that said, this disease or this nonsense will not blaspheme me and my God. There was something that separated him. They're all out there. What separated David from the whole crowd? One step forward. Here's Goliath. Here is the army, thousands of people. There's Saul in the back somewhere, in a tent, is trying on his armor. And here's David. Everything that separated this champion from everybody else was one step forward. By the way, this call was, you know, thrown 40 days, and any of these people were able to do that step, any of them, up from the army. Believe me, you think somebody's going to take your place? You know, till this day, there's that disease that is crying out and going against the church and is blaspheming against the church and calling it bad names. And you have an opportunity to take a step forward. And all of us will be victorious in our area. Every one of us will take our place. Oh, Jesus.
Start
doing this prayer group that God has been telling you for so many years now. Just start this home group, even if for the first year is besides you and your cat Vasily, nobody will come there. You know where people have a problem? Never prepare yourself for fast success. This is where the problem is. Your problem is, listen, you have programmed your spirit in the wrong way. Right now I will tell you of two stories, simple stories that I came up with. Simple stories, but they're life stories. Listen. First year, just tell yourself, for the first year, at the home group, in my home group, no one will be there besides whoever I just called earlier. For instance, your wife and your cat. For the first year, you are saying, I will pray, I will boil tea, place cookies, place my cat, and pray. And wait, that God will start something. I tell you, Lord, I am not waiting for much for the first year. I'm simply waiting to work on my this attitude. In 3 months, a family comes. How will you feel? You were not planning on having anything for or anybody for a year. And in 3 months, a family comes. You will feel victorious. Second example, you open up a home group and say, next month, I'm going to have 20 people. This is the usual example, how we usually, you know, react. First is not really what we deal with, but second one is what we usually work on, how everybody sees it. And you say, 20 people, a month goes by, nobody, 2 months, nobody, 3 months, one family comes by. How are you going to feel then? you're going to feel like a loser.
Just imagine
how the same story can change you in a good way or totally destroy you. So listen here. This is me that I always program myself. They say people leave, and I was planning on that. Everybody leaving. Guess, am I victorious or not? Because a couple of you remained. Listen to me very carefully. You understand what I'm saying? So, I don't care about somebody's standard of success in my spirit. There, I have my own standard. That is why you cannot discourage me, because I never just get discouraged by anything, because I was never, you know, dreaming about much. You know what? Tell you the truth, this church should not be in existence. If my first plan, if you take my first plan, if it exists, that means I'm victorious.
What
is not supposed to be your home group in a year, but because you have invited your wife and your cat, you're already victorious. You have someone there. And you will boil that tea until God will send someone, until he sees you always being in your place, and you're always, you know, ready. And one by one, people will come. And I was happy. You know why I'm happy till this day? Because I'm not expecting these things that I receive right now. You say, I bring myself down? No, I'm used to training my spirit this way. You just imagine, in 3 months, a person can be victorious. Or, in the second example that I told you, a person was a loser in 3 months. So, first is programming your spirit for victory. Second story was unreal programming of your spirit, and it's only going to come to a loss. So, I take the real statistics, and I lower it down, so when the simple things happen, they make me happy and I'm victorious. Can you just imagine how the same story, same thing, can destroy? So if in 3 months one family came, I say, I'm sorry, I'm closing up my home group, I'm an unsuccessful. In the first example, a person says, can you look at this? Wow, only 3 months went by, and look, I have a family. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking to you and telling you these secrets, church, and because of these secrets, you will be victorious as an individual, where people will not shake you, will not be able to reprogram. Why? I have my own program. I have my own dream. I believe that in the end of my life, listen to me very carefully, I believe into this, that Christianity will not be able to write history without putting me into it. Again, I'm repeating this. Christianity, till the end of my life, I've just started, they will not be able to write the story, history of Christianity, without putting me into it. Hello. This is my faith. Okay. So you say, I'm prideful? No, I'm just a dreamer. And tell you the truth, and quite often my dreams do come true. Are you dreaming about something? What kind of program is in your spirit right now? Answer me. Just think about yourself. What is in your spirit? You say, for a month nobody comes over. And you'll say, 3 months nobody's supposed to come, and the program changes. And you say, wow, nobody's here. That's how I was planning on it. I'm pouring tea. Vasily cat, which cookies are you going to eat today? We're going to eat frisky. While he's eating, you're praying. Someone wants fast success or fast victories. Listen to me very carefully, beloved. Very carefully. Never ever do champions become fast. It's years. Not only physical training, but the most important, listen to me, is your mentality is prepared in your spirit. You know what's unique? I watched quite often Discovery Channel. You know, they like to play survival shows. They're very popular. How to survive. How a person survives in different situations. So these guys, when they're saying it, doing it, they say, what separates a dead man from a life? Man is one thought. One thought. Can you imagine that? Someone gives up and they find him frozen, dead, and someone, you know, keeps that thought going and says, I'm going to survive, I'm going to do it. They have the same condition, you know, they're friends. And one survived and the other one gave up. And the other one said, that's it, I'm not giving up, I'm going to continue moving, I'm going to go until they find me.
Скажите мне, что это?
Please tell me, what is that?
Это физическая сила? Это какие-то навыки?
What is this? Is this some sort of power? No. It is preparation of your spirit. This is why I'm here upon this earth, to prepare your spirit for victory.
То, что вообще в моей жизни сейчас происходит,
no matter what is, what's happening in my life right now, globally,
этого вообще плана не было.
I never planned it.
То есть все, что сейчас происходит,
so what, everything that's happened globally, all these letters, all these things,
массы людей, массы приглашений,
masses of invitations and conferences, we never planned it. Can you just imagine how I feel right now? I feel really good because I never planned it at all.
Дорогие мои,
beloved,
please,
learn to plan correctly. Learn to program your spirit wisely.
You know how
I program myself so I will not have defeat. In a year, someone will come to your home group. By accident, even by accident. Hello. Program yourself always for victory, always. And you will always be victorious. Okay.
Не ставь себя под удар и разочарование.
Don't place yourself to receive the blow of discouragement. Remember this one thing, I repeat it. Never, ever, church, never wait for fast growth or success. It does not exist. You know how I treat fast success? In my eyes, it's very suspicious. Does anybody understand me? Fast success. 99.9%. I'll leave a tiny little what if. But 99.9% of fast success is wrong. For me, when somebody takes month, 2-3 months, and he's this great big minister, I don't believe into that. Your spirit has not adapted. Your mind is not adapting to the pain or towards temperature. You're not adapting to the situation. And the first blow that comes against you, you know, how usually happens, you know, will bring you down. That's how it is. First blow, and the person loses that pedestal of success. Church, that only happens for one reason, because he wasn't adapting to the circumstances of living upon the mountain. You can fall off a mountain. There's other circumstances. The higher you go, the longer the fall. Some know what I'm saying. So, for me, fast success is very suspicious. Usually ends up in a downfall. I know this. As soon as we hear, for instance, with Dmitry as vice president of TCCN, when someone says, that's it, we're opening up, we're starting, usually a month goes by and they're gone. Where are you? Hello? They died and have been buried alive. I mean, buried. Fast. It's usually fast. I don't believe into stuff like this. I don't believe it. I never believed it.
Jesus
was not victorious fast. It was over 3 years of work. And disciples, till the end of their life, they were working. And they died and they weren't, you know, finished. But they were already victorious. They were champions in some sort of area. Interesting.
But
Satan was not successful, parking Joseph, for instance. Did he have enough arguments to stop Joseph? Imagine, everything started good.
I know,
this is why I don't believe in too fast success. You know that Joseph, he simply came. He was born, and then overnight he's the most popular. He didn't do anything. He got this beautiful robe of many colors. Beautiful shoes, and he was walking. He looked cool. He looked very kingly, and he behaved himself as a spoiled child. You know, he was hiding behind his father and told on his brothers. And we read these stories, and then once he started seeing dreams, Joseph started to bloom. Here I am. And we remember how he would tell all these stories. Even father was a little bit of upset with these dreams. I love Joseph, I tell you the truth. He is a man after my own spirit. But then, has success Joseph started. Number one, that was a deep hole that he was placed in. Big revelation. Why? And the interesting thing is, no one is explaining anything. They place him into that pit. But afterwards, when Joseph was called out of the prison, he was a totally different individual that got into that pit many, many years ago. So this is, my beloved, this is what I'm talking about. You know what? The pit or prison or the house of Potiphar, you know what? It gets you going and gets you saying, no matter what. In that pit, no matter what. Somebody wants to sell me, no matter what. I'm not going to say, cry, that's it, they sold me. You know, I had the coats of many colors, and now I'm over here, I'm a slave, I have to work. He said, I'm going to work. Even while working, I will be a champion. I'm working and working, and then look, come here. And then prison again. Our song is never ending. We're beginning it again over and over. So just left the pit. Now he's victorious. And then a wife of Potiphar went after him, so he was victorious there. He didn't touch her. You understand what I'm saying? And because of that, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my, you know, cleanliness, and thank you that I'm behaving this way. And he's placed into the prison. That's how some people feel all their life. You know why you need a prison? Because all parts of your character have not been fixed yet, and they're not victorious. Because you, Joseph, in prison, you don't understand what kind of position you'll have in a week. And in a week, you will control not this prison, the whole kingdom. So sometimes people give up and do not understand that daddy is preparing you for something big and grand. I'm not talking big, I'm talking gigantic. Sit in your prison as the one who is victorious. You understand me? Sit in your pit as if you are victorious. Work upon your field as you are victorious. Just do everything as if you are victorious. No, let no situation break you down in your life. No matter what kind of situation you'd be in right now, your spirit is supposed to be victorious there. Right there. Work here. I'm just planting grass. I'm going to plant it this way that there's no one, you know, done it before. You see, he's victorious. They told you to dig holes, so do such a great job like no tractor can do that. You know, just do such a great job as if you're doing it for yourself. Be victorious. You hear me? Be a champion. Oh, here it started. I have a dream. I want to fly, and I'm planting grass here. All my friends. Look, I have friends who are frogs and leeches, but I want to fly. Guess why your friends are frogs? Because you have something in common at that time. So let's move on. We don't have a lot of time. Anna was not able. I mean, the devil didn't stop her. He wasn't able to park her. For instance, Anna, you have a great husband. You have a house. You're not naked. You have clothes. You're not hungry. You have a decent husband, and he likes you more than his other wife. No, she didn't let the situation park her. She said, I will have a child. And she became a champion. Not only she gave birth to a champion, afterwards she also had other children, and she was a champion as well. Beloved, believe me, no matter what, no matter what, no matter where you would be, no matter what would happen in your life, ask yourself a question and just confirm that and say that. No matter what, no one will stop me. No matter what, I will keep on going. Because I am programming myself that in my life there will be nobody, and I'm supposed to carry my mission by myself. And when I have someone in my life, I thank God for every person. You hear me? Because I'm not programming myself this way. I'm programming by myself to achieve something by myself, like the Lord told me. And when someone, you know, attaches himself right next to me and starts walking with me, I thank God for that person, because that is already a victory for me. Someone's next to me that I didn't have him in plans. Ruth was not able to be parked. She was out of a different, different people from those people that the Lord said to get rid of. She was working on the fields. She was not, I mean, the devil did not stop her, you know, and from her bloodline, David himself was born. What is that? What is that?
It говорит о том,
speaks of that no matter what, church, that's what it says.
Несмотря ни на что,
no matter what,
у тебя умер муж,
your husband
у тебя разруха, тебя просто сейчас Наимин говорит, Рут, останься, все нормально со своим народом.
Just stay here with your people, but no matter what, remember how this woman was programmed.
Когда мы читаем эту историю,
when we read the story,
she was like a leech.
She attached herself to Naomi. She said, where you live, I live, and where you die, I will die. You know, it's hard to stop this person. Naomi said, okay, fine, let's go. God is rewarding champions, you hear me?
God is rewarding those that are
not letting go, no matter what.
Keeps
on walking, and believe me,
мы знаем, как Бог Руф наградил.
We know how God has rewarded Ruth.
У нее даже в Библии собственная книга есть.
She even has her own book in the Bible.
Что?
What?
У чужеземки?
The one that is not even a Jew.
Книге?
She's in the book. Yes.
Не смотря
yes.
ни на что.
No matter what.
У нее есть даже книга.
She even has a book.
Что это?
What is that? It's how God rewards those that are victorious that never stop till the end. That's what it is.
Также so, ему не удалось с Есфирью разобраться.
He wasn't successful with Esther either. Now it's like all about women. Quite often I find women who are victorious in the Bible.
Улыбайтесь, я серьезно.
Smile, I'm serious.
И, кстати, эта женщина не просто там
seriously, this woman
вышел,
was not only just came out and just beat up someone. No, these women,
если бы их не было,
if they wouldn't exist,
нации бы вымирали.
Nations would die.
Например, Есфирь
for instance, Esther, she was responsible for all of the Jewish people. If it wasn't for her, that's why we have Purim, you know, celebration, because of Esther. If it wasn't for her,
то не было бы израильского.
If it wasn't for her, there would be no more of Jewish people, because she was the one that entered where she was not allowed to enter. And no matter what, she did not sit on her fuzzy blanket, but she entered even under the fear of death. Everybody fasted, and she entered and she did what was forbidden by the law. And when the king, her husband, can, you know, call her, then she will not die, you know. And if king is, it doesn't feel like accepting you, then you could die, you know. And we remember the story. Beloved, you know that books and stories are written by people that got somewhere by accident? No, history is written that by, about those people that no matter what, they've entered into their call. Into their destinies. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we can't be victorious over with our relatives. You're sitting there chewing that piece of bread, and your relatives are just going at you and just, you know, going against you. You know what? Finish your tea and never ever go back there, because no matter what, no one will touch my dream ever. You hear me? You or mom, wife or kids. No one will touch my dream. You know what? No matter what. That's why. Because I have programmed my spirit for victory. I've lost my wife, my kids. You know why? Because no matter what, church, and I've played in my head, what if they will no longer exist, no matter what? That is why. Have you played these different plays in your head, all of these? I've done it. And I've made a decision, you know what? No matter what. That is my decision. It's so easy to buy us. To bribe us, to lie to us, to just, you know, play a trick. And you know, everything, that one, you know, sandwich and that cup of tea cost you everything. Beloved, I believe that I'm not just breathing air here. I believe that you, I'm investing something into your spirit that in the process will help you. Everything that you need to remember from this message is one message, no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. I will go to the end.
самое уникальное и прискорбное то. У меня уже нет времени читать.
Things, I'm out of time. I can't even read the scripture. Numbers 13:27. We're not going to open it. There's not enough time.
Самое прискорбное для меня
то. The sad thing for me is that the devil was able to stop a lot of people's church.
В числе этих людей
including
есть Самсон.
Samson.
В числе этих людей есть царь Саул.
King Saul.
В числе этих людей есть священник Илий и его сыновья.
High priest Eli and his sons. And the list goes on and on. The devil was able, these are the ones that we know about, and the devil was able to stop these people that already were on a position of a champion already. He was able to park them. The sad story in the Bible that I always say, for me it's the most painful story, is when the devil was able to park millions of people in the desert. He parked them so powerfully that they all died with the dream and never saw the promised land. But I have one joy. He was not able to park everyone. Hello. He was not successful. From this whole crowd, millions of people, there were a couple that said, they will be us, we will eat them, we'll eat the giants. And in the process, that's how it happened. The ones that said, no matter what, they were the ones that entered into the promised land. Beloved, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you even upon this earth? Have you asked yourself this question?
Не устали вы от того, что все делают Богу, все дают Богу претензии и условия, как и когда их использовать? Вы заметите? Мы сидим и говорим, ну, Господь, когда у меня это уйдет, с этим я разберусь, и вот это приведу в порядок. А Бог говорит, прочитай Библию, потому что несмотря ни на что, все эти люди продолжали
двигаться.
А что если... What if I have to go?
You know what I say? I'll deal with this problem as I go. I will not waste my time. And you know what? When I on the way, all these problems just dissolve. They just stay behind. And the problem says, you wanted to talk to me? You say no. Or the problem speaks to you. Oh, you had something that was hurting in your body. And now it's like it doesn't hurt anymore because you just kept moving forward. So just shut your mouth and move forward. And your body just becomes obedient to your spirit. That's why I love spiritual life. Because your spirit commands you what to do, commands your soul what to do. That's why God is a spirit. So when you're just a soul, it's hard for him to communicate with you. Spirit talks to spirit. But you are in your soul. Oh, God did not touch me. He's not supposed to touch your soul. He's speaking into your spirit. And now he speaks to your spirit. Father, reprogram me. Son, I'm a spirit. And then you say, oh, I don't feel so good. And the Father says, no, spirit always feels good. Try to harm my spirit. You can't. Because your spirit programs your soul. And sometimes it's hard for me to talk to you because there are some that are people like walking in the flesh, and there are some soulish people, and I'm talking to your spirit. And if you want to fast, your spirit will say, finally, but your flesh will say, no, I don't want to fast. One quality that sets apart a champion from a failure. They have to move no matter what. They have to make that step that no other people make. Yes, I am calling you again to rise up. And I will do that until I hear about you. When I hear about you, when someone calls me, you know what? Look what this person has done. Look what has started happening. Look what kind of movement has happened. But I'd say, praise the Lord, something happened. And when you tell that your spirit will dictate into your life, right now your stomach is telling you where you need to go. I want food. My daughter says, I'm hungry. And some people are just like my daughter. I can't sit anymore. I need to eat. Stop. I need to eat now. You know who lives in you? Flesh. Your soulish. Pastor, show us some kind of trick. Some kind of trick. Now I can listen to you for another half an hour. Shut down your soul. There won't be any tricks here, but there will be real solid food for your spirit. And I want to teach you so you would discern between your spirit and your soul. And you can feel when the flesh rises up, you smack it. You're going to dictate to the spirit? I tell you what to do. And the flesh says, I don't want to pray. And the spirit says, I'm not asking you whether you want to pray or not. The flesh doesn't like to fast. It will have such long conversations with you too. You think that you have three things in you. It's body, soul, and spirit. And then your body is going to tell you, one more sandwich, a little piece of sandwich. If you don't want to eat it, at least smell it. Your body will tell you. You smell that piece of sandwich, and then... And then the spirit says, come on, man. You just heard that sermon. I'll get to you. From tomorrow, the spirit says, 1 week of fasting, and the body goes, oh, no. I have those conversations inside of me, too. I'm talking to you about me here. And so my spirit learned how to talk. Hey, my body, if you want to live a good life, you're going to listen to me. It's going to be worse for you. You think 3 days is bad? Let's try six. All right, I'm going to close here. Final phrase here.
Пусть чья-то мечта о твоем провале станет твоей мотивацией к победе.
Someone's
славу
desire
славу.
For your failure
Hallelujah.
Will become that
Hallelujah.
That motivation for you to win. Our God is alive, and He's God that moves. And I believe that when you leave this place, you will understand things now, and you will allow your spirit to make decisions how to move. Just say, no matter what, I will move forward. No matter what, no matter who is around me or what is happening, I will move forward. Jesus, I thank you. Why don't you raise your hands up and just give him, thank him. Just tell him thank you. Don't ask him for anything. Just say thank you. Just be grateful. And he is glorious. He is alive. He is real, and he moves whichever way he desires. We will move forward no matter what. No matter what, we will get to the end. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, my beloved Holy Spirit. Thank you, my beloved Holy Spirit. You are training my spirit. You are training my spiritual hands. You teach me how to take the weapon and how to fight. And you tell all of me to rise up. And I thank you. for everything, because no matter what, we will move forward. I ask that no one here, even in this place or on the radio, I pray that they would not program themselves for failure, but only for success, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Victory, victory, only victory. We program ourselves for victory. Jesus is victorious. His blood has conquered. Thank you. Thank you, my beloved. Thank you. Give him glory. Our God is alive. Have a seat. Right before we have an announcement. We have people that might have had come to this church not long ago, and so we have different sermons that you might not have heard before, and so she will make an announcement. I will say that talk about the sermons of Pastor. I have written down here some sermons that go ahead with this one, and that goes even before this sermon. It's called What If? A sermon called What If? You might want to buy that and listen to it. When we are very casually just laid back in our life and some things have happened even when you had those promises of God and something happened, but you've laid down your hands down, and so now this is a sermon that will raise you up to forward as well. And so there was one more sermon. It's called Enemy That Lives Inside of You. It's very goes together with this one. When the devil stops us, there are moments in our life, something inside of us stops us. And what is that? You will find out when you listen through that sermon. And you will get some answers about what stops you on the inside. And another sermon, one of my favorites, and I tell you this would be a good one to listen to for those that want to find out more. This sermon will help those that already move with God, but something is not working out for you. Listen to this sermon. It's called Unburned Bridges. It will tell you what to do, what you need to let go of, and burn bridges. So three sermons: Enemy on the Inside, Unburned Bridges, and What If. So bless yourself, bless other people. We have them back in the store. Just bless each other and your friends with these sermons. This is the time for offering. Or, I'm sorry, did we have any new people with us today? If you've been here for the very first time with us, please raise your hand. We'd like to welcome you. We just want to bless you. Bless you. Now will be the time of offering for our God, and also for all the members that are on our website now, virtual church. You can also bring in an offering into this church through internet. For you, there is all of the information is provided for you on the website, and there's many different methods of
of offering methods. We have people that love God, that bring in the sacrifice. That is why give your offering and bless the house of God. If you're writing out a check, write it out to TCCI. And if you have cash, please raise your hand. The ushers will provide an envelope.